This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on Musical Space, Mark Foley kicks off a major competition.
We're hearing an example of a tenor battle. Two jazz tenor sax players going head-to-head, taking turns trying to one-up the other. This one is John Coltrane challenging Sonny Rollins on a tune whose name sums up the spirit of the competition, Tenor Madness. Battles like these were a mainstay of jazz clubs in the 1950s. Virtuosity had become a key part of the style. This is especially true for the tenor saxophone, the jazz instrument which most closely matches the sound and range of the male human voice. Since it's now championship season, I hereby propose the ultimate tenor battle. 64 of the best tenor sax players of jazz history duking it out to see who's champ. If you go to KMUW.org, you'll find the official bracket with all 64 players listed, along with representative tracks. Some words about the rules of the game. Jazz is the only qualifying style. Kenny G, Boots Randolph, and the Sexy Sax Man are not eligible. Most importantly, the championship is only open to tenor sax players. Finally, this competition is totally unfair, subjective, unscientific, and specious. I'm the only judge, and my opinions are the final word. There were some fierce matchups in the first round. Rahsaan Roland Kirk advanced over Eddie Harris, but not without controversy, as he showed up playing three saxes at the same time. The play of the week, though, goes to Johnny Griffin, who scorched the competition with some fast and clean variations on I Got Rhythm. Stay tuned for next time as we follow the road to the championship game. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.